Sir, let us begin with you lying face down. I'll have a soft cloth resting on the face pillow. Maybe that cloth will be scented and warm by having been nestled between my breasts, so that you will feel me and smell me, both under and above you. It's the only cloth you will feel for the next several hours. You will feel the warm softness of the table below you and the warm silkiness of my skin, breasts, mouth, fingers, tongue, and lips all around you. I will start by asking you to take some deep breaths. In, hold for four, out slowly. After a few breaths, I very gently place my hand in the middle of your lower back. My hands are warm, soft, but firm on your skin. You've been working so hard. I want to help you feel better, inside and out. My hand stays on your back for another breath or two. As I feel myself starting to absorb and synchronize with your body, the thrum of energy rolling invisibly from you. As you take another breath, my other hand joins my first hand on your back. One hand slides up slowly to begin feeling the muscles and tension in your back. The other hand stays, for now, a grounding for us both. I lean slightly into your body as my hand finds the top of your shoulder. Feeling the tight muscles and both the strength and stress accumulated there, I sigh a little at feeling it, and you let out a little chuckle at me, which of course just makes me more keyed up. I realize it isn't going to work, me standing to the side like this, so I climb up and straddle the backs of your legs. I lean forward so that my naked breasts just brush against your delicious ass. I drape my upper body lightly over yours, letting you feel my warmth, my breasts pressing into you, nipples hard. My hair softly slides across your back. I feel your arms tighten in an impulse to reach back, to reach for my hair, and I firmly press them back down, even as I rub my head against your back like a cat. I reach up above my head and find the tops of your shoulders. My fingers find where you need pressure and knead, gently at first, but with increasing pressure. We mustn't have you all tense. My fingers work up and down, back and forth across your shoulders until I begin to feel some of that tension leaving your muscles. Moving my hands down, I feel those spots between your shoulder blades. I place a kiss on each one before using my thumbs to work out those knots. The whole time, I'm humming low in my throat, eager to feel this connection. And I am listening for every hitch in your breath, listening and feeling the rhythm of your body. After spending as much time with your back as you need, satisfied now that you are feeling more relaxed, I keep moving down your body. I shift lower. I need those big muscles of your ass, the sides of your hips, an area so often overlooked and so often in need of attention. Leaning lower, I let my hair tickle the backs of your legs, using my forehead to press into your hamstrings. I can't resist a little bite, a tiny taste. I sit back down, move down, down, those tight hamstrings under my hands, lower, feeling the hard knot of calf, anticipation starting to build because, well, if I have massaged your back to your satisfaction, perhaps you will let me have access to your front side. Thinking about it too much brings me a shiver of excitement. Reluctantly, I slide to the floor to properly attend to your feet and ankles, one leg at a time. I pick up a foot and cradle it in both hands, work it up, down, feeling your ankle, how it works, sliding a hand to your shin, your calf, as I flex your muscles. You are starting to relax so beautifully. I move closer. Press my breasts into your skin. Use them to enclose your foot. Let my hair fall over your leg as I slide my hands up. I wonder, sir, if you would enjoy the sensation of my warm lips closing around your toes. Just a soft little suck. Just enough for you to know the feel of my mouth. letting my hair close around your foot as my lips close around your toes. I suckle at your big toe, teasing it with my tongue. I moan a little as I feel it flex. Having it in my mouth just makes me hungrier for more. I gradually give each of your toes the same attention, all while using my hands and hair to stroke your legs, paying special attention to your responses and what feels good to you. After I've given a final and reluctant lick to your last toe, I gently lower your foot back to the table. I take a moment with my hands pressed on the backs of both of your legs, feeling my energy settle into you and yours into me. "Sir," I ask, "would you like to turn over now?" You take a deep breath and sit up for a moment, eyes coming level with mine. I want to throw myself forward at you, but I take a deep breath and, keeping my eyes steadily on yours, place my hands on your chest and gently push you back until you are lying flat on your back. I check to make sure you are comfortable. I lightly trace my fingers over your forehead, your closed eyes, down across your lips. All of this touching has made my nipples so hard. My breasts feel swollen and tender. I know my pussy is wet and it's throbbing. I still want to deliver a quality massage to my sir, and so I take another breath. Ask you, "Sir, is there a particular area you'd like me to focus on first?" And then, with my cheeks burning, I say, "It might be best, sir, if I can get on top of you again, if that would be all right with you." Why this embarrasses me, I don't know, but it does. And after you nod to me, I walk to the foot of the table. I stand between your feet, place my hands on them reverently. Once again, use this connection to ground myself in your energy. I slowly climb up, watching your face closely as I crawl between your legs, shaking a little, wondering if you can tell how wet I am already. I crawl up your body until I've straddled your thighs. That shy part of me tries not to look down and fails, and my face feels so very hot when I see your cock. I lick my lips, but I focus on the massage. Deep breath. I lean forward just a bit, place my palms against your chest, and press in just a bit. These muscles are so often neglected. What a shame. Leaning forward this way, my body is pressing against your cock just a little. If I lean forward just a bit more, my hair tickles across your chest and stomach. I need those muscles in your chest. I can't help giving my body just a little wiggle. I feel wicked as I decide to tease you a little. I move my head lower and trail my hair across your chest, stomach, lower, just avoiding your cock, to the side, across your hip, down, across your other hip, lower, lower. As my hair trails across your body, my hands follow with firmer strokes, lingering at the tops of your legs, lower. "Enough," you say, as your hand comes up to grip my hair. You pull my head up and back. I suck in a sharp breath, hissing. As my eyes meet yours, your hand grips my hair so hard. It hurts, but I love it. I don't want to get away. "Please, sir," I say. "Please show me what you want. Take what you need." Still managing to meet your eyes somehow, I lick my lips at your expression. Here I am on top of you, but we both know that you are fully in control. You've been letting me play at being in charge, but we both know who's been in charge this whole time. In my head, all of these questions. Inside my head, I hear myself whimpering, stuttering. What are you going to do, sir? But I do not give voice to that question because I know the answer will be, "Whatever I want, girl." You pull my head up from between your legs. "Open." You didn't have to tell me. My mouth is already watering, already open for you. I take in a quick breath before my mouth is plunging down, down, your cock pushing past my lips, deeper, deeper than I'm used to. I moan around your cock. This is the first time you have allowed me to taste you. I curl my tongue around it, lower. Open my throat to feel you all the way down. You pull my head back, up, and my eyes meet yours. Tears in my eyes from that tight grip on my hair, from your cock in my throat. My eyes meet yours as my tongue flits out, as I nibble that sensitive spot just below the head of your cock. Feeling your grip relax just a little, I lower my head. Slowly lick from the base to the head and then back down. Slowly, so slowly, I lick your balls. And then so softly suck one into my mouth. Moan at the feeling in my mouth. You pull my head back up hard and just hold my head there for a moment. I'm breathing hard. I'm almost panting. Mouth so wet, lips swollen. Your hands release that tight grip and just caress my hair for a moment. I almost purr at that feeling. Rub against you. Rub my cheek against your hard, wet cock, pushing my tongue against my cheek to stroke it through while you continue to stroke my hair. I feel you start to gather more of my hair in your hands. You take my hands and put them over yours. I begin to understand. I gather as much of my hair as I can. It's so soft, silky. I gather it in my hands and make it as smooth as possible, and then I wrap it around your cock. One hand wrapped around your hair-wrapped cock, my other hand moving lower to cup your balls. I feel you sit up a little to look at that sight, your cock, with my silky hair wrapped tightly around it, my hand pumping up and down. I realize that my mouth is not being properly utilized, and I stick out my tongue, tonguing the base of your cock and balls while my hand and hair continue to stroke you. I feel your hand again, insistent, rough, digging into my scalp as you pull me up roughly by my hair. I manage to give your cock one quick lick as you pull me away. You've sat up now, pushed me to the floor, on my knees. It's so easy for you to control my movements because you're holding my hair so very tightly. It stings. I feel tears prickle in the backs of my eyes. You pull me just in front of you. My mouth is already open. I'm panting and ready. I think, please, 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 just let me have it in my mouth again. But I'm beyond talking. I'm just whimpers and moans, and all I can do is beg you with my eyes. Your cock pushed into my mouth again now harder, and I feel that slippery taste I love, and it makes me even hungrier for you. I want it so badly. I want to feel your cock deep in my throat, deeper than I think I can take. I want you to use my mouth so that I will be so sore tomorrow. Every time I swallow or even speak, I will remember the way your cock used me so roughly. You thrust into my mouth harder, faster. I can hardly breathe. Tears are streaming down my face now. I'm trying to take it all, but I do gag a little, just a little, which you seem to like, sir. You push even harder. These animal sounds are coming out of me. I can't seem to help it. As you fuck my mouth, both of your hands on my head, pushing, pulling, sharp, fast strokes, deeper. I feel your cock swell in my mouth. Oh God, oh God, oh God, I want to see it, but I want to taste it, and none of it's up to me. And the answer is that I want to take it. I want to take whatever you give me. And you give me everything. You fuck my face until I can't think of anything except being able to taste your cum. Your cock swells thicker, harder. I swallow convulsively, hoping, tasting. Please, please, sir, please give me your cum, please. I can almost taste it right now. You put one hand on my throat and hold my head in place while your other hand tightens even harder in my hair. Swallow, take it all, you grunt as you lean over me, tightening your hand at my throat as your cock pours everything into me. All of your hot cum pouring down my throat, swallowing, tasting, still feeling you with my tongue, breathless. I swallow as fast as I can, not wanting to waste a drop. Just when I think my vision is going to dim, you release my throat and slowly pull your cock from my gasping, grasping mouth. My mouth doesn't seem to want to let you go at first. You lean back against the table, relaxing your grip on my hair. Just a little. I nestle in closer, gently pushing you back, just enough so that you can lie back down on the table. I follow you up, keeping my mouth so close to your cock it is just barely touching. I lap at it, catch a drop with my tongue just as it begins to fall. My mouth opens again, and so softly, I take you into my mouth again. Stroke up with my tongue, lick up and down until you are all clean. I press my forehead into your body, just next to your cock. Feel my breath and yours begin to slow. Realize that I have not adequately attended to all of the major muscle groups on this side of your body. But that will have to wait for next time, don't you think?